Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. And if you've been listening this week, with the Lord's help, we will conclude the message I've been sharing this week, which I started on Monday, the mind of Christ. Why it's important for us as God's children, as Paul tells us in the second chapter of Philippians, that it's a command, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, the risen being. The Lord was able to fulfill God's plan for his life because he had the mind of the Father. And if we have the mind of Christ, then in the same way, we will be able to fulfill the plans and purposes God has for us. So Paul said in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 2, be ye not fashioned or conformed according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, that just underlines what I just shared with you, why Paul said what he did in the second chapter of Philippians. And Romans 8 and 14 declares, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. 2 Peter 1 and 3 declares that he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That one of my favorite scriptures, it's so utterly comprehensive. And the natural faculties of man, beloved, are unable to hear the voice of the Spirit in most cases because it doesn't come to us as an audible voice, but it comes as a still small voice, if you will, an impression upon the Spirit-controlled mind. Praise God. Just as we found in the prophet Samuel when he was a boy. In Acts, the 9th chapter, verse 10, Ananias functioned in the mind of the Spirit in verses 11 and 12 when he was told to go to a street called Straight to the house of Judas and ask for Saul of Tarsus. He was told that Saul had had a vision of his coming and that he would receive his sight when Ananias would lay his hands upon him. And of course, Ananias is well aware of his reputation, and he was somewhat concerned when the Lord told him to do that, but he said, he's my chosen vessel, don't be afraid, go. And he did. And Paul received his sight, and that was the beginning of his ministry as after his Damascus experience. And then in the 10th chapter of Acts, a man named Cornelius functioned in the mind of the Spirit. He was told to send men to Joppa and call for one whose surname was Peter. He had lived with one called Simon the Tanner in a house by the sea, and that he, Cornelius, would be instructed further by Peter, as he was. And Paul was led by the mind of the Spirit, and today, of course, is recognized as one of the greatest apostles of all times, who wrote most of the New Testament. And our Lord himself, Jesus, functioned in the perfection of the mind of the Spirit. That's what the mind of Christ is. He knew the thoughts of men. He told the woman at the well all that she had ever done. He directed the disciples to go and catch a fish, that the tax money they needed would be found in its mouth. And it was. We've become one with him, beloved. His mind now becomes our mind. It's no longer us, but Christ living in us and ministering to those he would bring our way. Philippians 2 and 5, let this mind be in you, that was also in Christ Jesus. That's why it's so important, beloved. That's why it's necessary that we understand things, not from a carnal viewpoint, but with the spiritual dimension and understanding and wisdom and love and all the fruit of the Spirit that are part of an aspect of the mind of Christ. Romans 8 and 9 says, "But ye are not of the flesh, but of the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you." Praise God. Well, let's take a moment to pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that we desire more than anything that we would have the mind of Christ for our lives, for this season in our lives, that you would lead us from this moment on, Lord, with an accuracy, with the clarity of the mind of Christ, that we won't be in confusion, we won't be in deception, we will listen to no other voice except the voice of the living God that would lead us and direct us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And so, Father, we thank you for every listener. We thank you, Lord. We pray not just for ourselves, but for the body of Christ in the earth, that we would have the mind of Christ, that we would be able to do those mighty exploits you've called us to do. You said there would even be greater things that we would do because you went to your Father. And so, Father, we know we're living in the closing moments of time. These are the end times. It's apparent by looking around us at the world in which we're living. And we thank you, Lord, you're going to enable us, you're going to strengthen us, you're going to give us everything we need to fulfill your plan and purpose for our lives. And Father, right now I do take authority over the work of the enemy that would come against some who are listening right now. Lord, they've been under such depression and oppression. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus, and we release deliverance. We release your joy. We release understanding and new purpose in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Yes, this is a time of new beginnings for all of us. I'm claiming that for myself. Hear the word of the Lord, beloved. I believe he wants to speak to us. You will be strengthened and encouraged, says the Lord. You will see those things the enemy has used to discourage you in days past. They will no longer have any influence or power over you. You will rejoice, for this will be a great victory for you. You will not be afraid to say yes to me. You will walk with reverence and a holy fear before me, and I will cause you to drink deeply of those living waters that I give to you. You will not be afraid to put your life and all that you are at my disposal, for I am your God, and I will not fail you. I will strengthen you, and I will give you all that you have need as you desire to seek my face and walk in my ways, as you submit yourself to me without reservation in a new consecration and commitment. You will see the working of my hands in your behalf. You will see that which I have reserved for you at this point, at this time, at this season in your life, and you shall rejoice, for you shall see answers to prayer that you have had before the throne of God. You have placed them on the altar, and you've been willing to submit and to wait upon my timing. But my timing draws nigh, and you shall greatly rejoice when you see the perfection of the plan. You will see and understand why I have waited for my perfect timing. That which you give to me, that which you offer to me, your time, your energies, your life, is so precious to me, and I value it very highly. Your praises delight my heart. I would have you to be thankful to that which I have already accomplished in your life. But there is yet much more, my beloved. The joy of your life shall be full. Your needs shall be met. Your life shall be abundantly full of all that you desire and ask and believe, says the Lord to you this day. As it is written, so shall it be done. As you believe with all of your heart, I will give you that which you need and that which you desire, and you will never again be the same person you were yesterday. For today, beloved, is a time of new beginnings, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. A little while ago, I was reading the end of the book of Psalms, Psalm 146 to 150. They all begin and end with, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Just as the psalmist begins and ends with this praise, so we too have this privilege of saying with him, while I live, I will praise the Lord. That's Psalm 146 and 2. The psalmist continues by saying, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for he heals the brokenhearted. He is understanding. He takes pleasure in those who reverently and worshipfully desire him. He sends forth his commandment in the earth. Throughout these closing psalms of praise that were recorded, we conclude that nothing comes into our lives, beloved, by accident, and everything he permits is an opportunity. That's how we need to see them. It's an opportunity to develop in us his highest good. There's no doubt, of course, we can willfully turn from the Lord, as Psalm 146 and 3 says, but that's something we don't want to do. He has great things ahead for us, beloved, as the body of Christ, as well as individually. Beloved, thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayer support, your financial help to allow us to remain on this station. And I'm so grateful for being part of what God is doing in this earth and that we're part of God's wonderful body. I love you. I pray for you every day, my radio family, my partners, and I'm just asking God for his very best to be accomplished in your life. The announcer is going to give our contact information. If you have a burden on your heart and you need the support of agreeing prayer, I'm asking you to write, note that down, and know that I will confirm receipt and certainly pray for you. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.